Hello, my friends. God bless you in Jesus' name. It's me, Daniel Olukoya, your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance. You're welcome to today's message. I'm sure as you listen, your story shall change to glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Baba dupelowo yin.
Continue to lay your hands upon us. Mobilize the resources of heavens to help us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Let's
have a seat. God bless you. Some time ago, at our school on Sunday, we began to look at the power of the fearless life. The power of the fearless life. We continue along those lines today, for we have not concluded. I'm praying for somebody here.
And
anything that is making you afraid, the angels of war from heaven, we pursue them out of your life in the name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 1, Verse 28. Philippians chapter 1,
Philippi orikini,
verse 28. Please note this scripture very well because it's loaded. It is loaded. Philippians
1:28.
Are you there? And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. In nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Let's take that scripture bit by bit. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. It means that no matter the boast of your enemies, no matter how strong they are, no matter their credentials, no matter their CVs, no matter their connection,
it
says, refuse to be terrified. Don't let them scare you at all. Say, by refusing to be afraid of them, it is a token of their perdition. That is, when you are not afraid of them, you are already planning their destruction. The opposite too is true. When you allow them to scare you, and you are so terrified, then the enemy gets stronger. And you may even destroy yourself in the process. This is what the scripture is saying. Nothing, whatever they are bringing before you, whether it's a bad dream, whether it's a wretched operation,
buru jai ni.
Whether they are boasting against you with their mouth, whether they are laughing at you, whether they are mocking you, say, don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
David
was looking after his cattle. All of a sudden, a lion came, grabbed one of the lamb and ran off. Normal people will have said, Father, I thank you. A lion came here.
He's
only took the lamb.
It
didn't take me. Father, I praise you that at least I'm alive. But no. David ran after the lion.
David, o sato lo,
and dressed with the lion.
O si back in winja.
Forced the lion to vomit the lamb it has taken.
O fi pamu kinu ilati po
ago
mu.
Kill the lion.
Be o tuwa pa kinu no.
The first thing that David had.
O kinu ti David ni
was fearlessness.
O ni I ni iberu.
A weapon in the hand of David that most people don't notice. Fearlessness. He ran after the lion. Took the thing from the lion's mouth. Likewise, beloved, there are many things belonging to us now. Presently in the mouth of the lion. We thought those things are gone. We thought those things have been destroyed. We thought we will never get our hands on them again. But the announcement I'm making to you, most of those things are still alive in the mouth of the lion. You now need to fearlessly pursue that lion and take from that lion what the lion has in his mouth. Raise your right hand to the heavens. Shout this loud and clear. Lion powers,
agbara kiniwu,
vomit my virtues.
For I see kini.
Can you shout that loud? By the power in the blood of Jesus, open your mouth, command them to vomit it. Jesus' name we pray. And in nothing be terrified by your adversary. Don't be terrified. If they read 200 incantations, no, you are not
fear.
The scripture we read this morning says God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. Though the head be removed and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea,
he
will not be afraid. But immediately you permit that fear, you give the enemy the key. You hand over the key to them. If you are a member of Mountain of Fire, they say somebody is a witch doctor and you are afraid. You are not a member. Somebody asked you, you are afraid. You don't belong to Mountain of Fire. You should actually go and join another church.
They
say somebody is a magician. You are afraid. Then you are not a member. Somebody has taken your name to the native doctor. You are afraid. When you have power to deal with the horse and the rider, then you are not a member. They wrote me a letter from Ikorodu some years back to ask me to caution a woman in this church. I don't even know the woman, but she attended the anointing service. And what I asked them to do at anointing service is to anoint themselves, anoint their house. That's all I said. said. This woman now went beyond what I said. After anointing herself, anointing her house, she now looked for where the gathering of shrines and idol worshippers are in that town. And she now took the oil there again and began to splash the oil. There, and problems started there. The one that did not have boils covering the body, some became paralyzed. And they consulted the oracle. And they knew it was the woman. They were afraid of her. So instead of them to approach her, they wrote me a letter to go and caution her. Fearlessness. In nothing, don't be terrified. Many years ago, we were young Christians. Three of us. We are all still in the gospel now. Three of us. We decided to do evangelism into a village. They said it was a wicked place. Village. So we went there to go and preach the gospel. As we approached the village, As we wanted to enter, we met an old man. And we said, where are you going? We said, we are ministers of God. We want to go and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in the village. The man laughed. Said, do you know who you are talking to? Said, Daddy, we don't know. Say, I'm the chief priest of this village. You cannot enter. You can't bring another God, another idol here than the one our fathers gave to us to worship.
Who
said those gods you mentioned are powerless powers? He got angry. He said, look, go away. We said, no. We're citizens of this country. Nigeria gives us right to enter into anywhere.
Your mothers.
You said your mothers. Wants to become childless now.
So
go away. We said, no, we're not going. You want to die? We said, daddy.
Ani baba.
We died before we got here.
Atletiku koto de pade.
So you died?
Ekuke.
And you are talking.
Etun soro.
Yes, we died before. Ani
beni atiku koto de pade.
So it's okay since you are stubborn.
Oda ni tori pe bo fi wa je pe
wa jala gidi. You see those three shrines there?
Se ri awon ojubo meta to wa nibe.
Three shrines.
Awon ojubo meta to wa nibe.
If you can enter inside that shrine,
Roba se se fun lati wo enu awon ile ojubo yi,
come out alive.
Se wa jade laaye.
I will accept this Jesus you're talking about.
O gba Jesus te so ni pare saye.
No one can enter into those shrines who is not the chief priest. The person will die.
O si enikeni to le wo ibi ojubo yi ti ki se abore to ba wo be aku.
Since there were three shrines,
ni won igba to je ojubo meta ni.
We didn't know the one he was referring to.
A o mo e ti baba yen toka si nibe.
But he pointed. Before he could even gather himself, all the three of us rushed inside the first
one.
And we came out. We rushed inside the second one. And we came out. We rushed inside the third one. And we came out. And we faced him.
And
said, Baba, anymore?
Baba, so could be.
It was the cutlass he was holding dropped. He looked at us and spoke to us in Yoruba.
Are you spirits?
Or are you human beings? We say we are human beings. But we have accepted the Lord Jesus into our lives.
Now I
say, come and pray for my wife.
Oh yeah, what bad draft for your home?
We didn't even know the wife was sick.
Ah, lemon. Pay ara yaworo.
We had problems.
Yaworo ni soro.
That was how we were able to penetrate.
Bashi the wall. Abule yure.
But his threat.
Mo ipa.
His threat. The way he was threatening us.
Bi o se hale mo wa.
Is enough to scare anyone.
To lati banileru.
But what the Bible says here.
Bon ti Bible so ni.
Say, and in nothing be terrified of your adversaries.
Ki a ma se beru.
Because that your lack of fear, that's your fearlessness,
it's
a token of their perdition. But
immediately
you begin to shake like banana leaf, and you
are
afraid, you have given them the key, they have caught you. Hebrews 2:14. Listen to this. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death
we
are all their lifetime subject to bondage. And deliver them who through the fear of death we are all their lifetime subject to bondage. Once you are afraid of death, you will be subjected to bondage. In Romans chapter
8,
verse 15. Romans 8:15 says this. Romans chapter
8,
verse
15.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
nitori eyin ko tun gba emi eru lati ma beru mo.
But you have received the spirit of adoption,
sugbon eyin ti gba emi sodomo,
whereby we cry Abba Father.
Nipa eyin ti awa fin kepe Abba Baba.
And the 2 Timothy 1:17 that we read before,
ninu iwe Timothy keji ori kini ese keta,
God has not given us the spirit of fear,
o ni Olorun ko fun wa ni emi eru,
but of power, of love,
sugbon ti agbara ti ife,
and of a sound mind,
ati ti okan to ye koro.
2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. There is currently an epidemic of worry, anxiety, and fear all over the world.
Lọwọ lọwọ ya jakale arun ti damu ti ronu ati aniyan wa ni gbogbo aye.
And fear has caged so many people.
Eru ayi o si ti fi opolopo si inu igbegun.
But if you read your Bible well, you could buy the first CD if you were not here then.
Because
I'm picking up from where we stopped. But if you read your Bible well, anyone who has ever made a difference did it in spite of the fearful circumstances around them. Courage in the face of fear is what is known as fearlessness. The Bible is a David and Goliath book. The Bible is a David and Goliath book. It teaches you that with God on your side, you are bigger than your problems, so you can be fearless. Because the Bible is a David and Goliath book. My friend, I believe you have been mightily blessed by listening to this message. In case you are watching this telecast and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, I would like to give you that opportunity. Right there where you are, bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I commit these your children who have surrendered their lives unto your holy hands unto you. Father, uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for watching this program. Remember, if the enemy has stolen from you, recovery is by force. God bless you.